Then the old woman said, "Now is the time for getting the bird's heart." So the lady stole it away, and he never found any more gold under his pillow, for it lay now under the young lady's, and the old woman took it away every morning. But he was so much in love that he never missed his prize.
"Well," said the old witch, "we have got the bird's heart, but not the wishing cloak yet, and that we must also get."
"Let us leave him that," said the young lady. "He has already lost his wealth." Then the witch was very angry and said,
"Such a cloak is a very rare and wonderful thing, and I must and will have it."
So she did as the old woman told her, and set herself at the window and looked about the country and seemed very sorrowful. Then the huntsman said,
"What makes you so sad?"
"Alas, dear sir," said she, "yonder lies the granite rock where all the costly diamonds grow, and I want so much to go there that whenever I think of it I cannot help being sorrowful, for who can reach it? Only the birds and the flies. Man cannot."
"If that's all your grief," said the huntsman, "I'll take you there with all my heart."
So he drew her under his cloak, and the moment he wished to be on the granite mountain, they were both there. The diamonds glittered so on all sides that they were delighted with the sight and picked up the finest. But the old witch made a deep sleep come upon him,